Beaten to death after a disputed foul in Chipangali football match. Roma Ward's 20 residents welcome a new street lighting project to boost security. In Africa news, South Africa condemns fake videos of alleged xenophobic attacks. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chuawa. A 55-year-old football referee has allegedly been beaten to death during a football match in Chipangali district after a disputed foul decision. The incident happened yesterday at Mchenga Primary School ground during a replayed Andrew Luvusha football tournament match between Mikango United and Leopard United. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba identified the deceased as Donald Tonga of Madaliso Farm in Chipangali District. Police say confusion erupted in the first half after the referee allegedly failed to blow for a foul, leading to an attack by players and supporters using fists, kicks, stones and sticks. The referee reportedly tried to flee but was chased and assaulted further. He sustained a deep cut to the head and was later pronounced dead on arrival at Chamasongo Clinic. Police have opened investigations into the matter and no arrests have been made so far. Residents of Roma Wards 20 in Mandevu constituency are said to benefit from improved security following the implementation of a 2.8-kilometer street lighting project by Ward Councillor Luca Piri. Mr. Piri says the project was initiated after residents expressed a concern over increasing insecurity and poor visibility in the area at night. He explained that the installation of the street lights is indeed to improve the safety for both the motorists and pedestrians, while also helping to reduce criminal activities in the community. The councillor further expressed the confidence that the development will enhance the living conditions for residents and contribute to overall community development in the ward.
Roma Ward has implemented a streetlight project that is 2.8 kilometers. So that means that everywhere where we have put or where we have tarmac in the ward, I think by next week all of that place will be mounted with streetlights. This came about because of the security concerns that were raised by our people, and we believe that this project will not only bring beauty to the world but will also help to bring security to the area.
Meanwhile, a resident of Ngombe Township, Ruth Ziawa, has welcomed the project, describing it as a timely intervention that will help restore a sense of safety in the area. Mrs. Ziawa says the streetlights will also help prevent accidents that have been occurring due to poor visibility at night. Malawians accessing health services at Sanjuka Clinic in a single ward of Luangeni constituency in Jabata have praised the Zambian government for constructing the facility under the Constituency Development Fund. A Malawi national, Innocent Mwale, says the clinic has benefited both the Zambian and Malawian communities by bringing healthcare services closer to the people. Meanwhile, community member Edward Zulu says the clinic has reduced the long distances residents have previously traveled to access medical care at Katandala and Mwami health facilities.
And the project I think behind us is a clinic built under CDF. As a community, we are very happy and we are very impressed with this CDF project because it has reduced our distance.
And Sanjika Health Center in charge, clinical officer Joseph Ngambela, says the facility's clean water system has helped reduce waterborne diseases such as diarrhea and dysentery.
Since the build-up of this Sanjita Hospital, which was built under CDF, I think it has improved a lot of, it has brought about a lot of health benefits to the community. I hear before the coming of this facility, most of the community members used to travel long distances to access medical services. And I think the bringing up of this CDF health facility has brought about the aim of the Ministry of Health, which is bringing services closer as possible to the families and the residents of this community.
A chief's advisor to Chief Chitira, Jafes Kabusokwa, has raised concern over the lack of infrastructure at Chikoka Community School in Mokushi District. Mr. Kabusokwa told Common Ready News that the school, which was established in 2006, is still operating from a thatched structure where pupils are learning under difficult conditions. He said the situation has negatively affected the quality of education being offered to learners in the area. Mr. Kabusokwa has since appealed to government to urgently intervene by constructing proper school infrastructure. He added that the current learning conditions are contributing to increase the cases of early marriages among children in the community.
Omulandi w'essimu ya Kikoka community iyo yatambire mu 2006 okufuna mu 2006 kikananiwo tapaliko n'esiku y'ekyamano aa nizitereko sitam balikuzeko sitaliinikoso amanye ntawonsa bitisiza kusema muntakasa eno alikutambira n'emano nakita okuzounga okufuna mu 2006 nalero kita kikoseumbe nonobono kwebakiakieto kisanko kwambala mangamu kumete ekitakufo ekikulu kikiko kinkyo kuwantala bire kanyekulutaku
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.